For my sermon this morning, I'm going to turn to the second book of homilies that was written in the reign of Queen Elizabeth I by her Bishop of Salisbury, or at least all but two of the sermons in that book of homilies were written by him. This morning's homily is an extract from the homily of the resurrection of our Saviour Jesus Christ. You'll find the full text of the homily in front of you, if you care to read it at your leisure. But I'm going to read a part from the beginning and then the concluding paragraphs on the matter of restitution. If ever at any time the greatness or excellency of any matter, spiritual or temporal, hath stirred up your minds to give diligent care, good Christian people and well-beloved in our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, I doubt not, but that I shall have you now at this present season more diligent and ready hearers of the matter which I have at this time to open unto you. For I come to declare that great and most comfortable article of our Christian religion and faith, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. So great surely is the matter of this article, and of such great weight and importance, that it was thought worthy to keep our said Saviour still on earth 40 days, after he was risen from death to life, to the confirmation and establishment thereof in the hearts of his disciples, so that, as Luke clearly testifieth in the first chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, he was conversant with his disciples by the space of 40 days continually together, to the intent he would in his person now be glorified, teach and instruct them, which should be the teachers of others, fully and in most absolute and perfect wise, the truth of this most Christian article, which is the ground and foundation of our whole religion, before he would ascend up to his Father into the heavens, there to receive the glory of his most triumphant conquest and victory. Assuredly, so highly comfortable is this article to our consciences, that is even the very lock and key of all our Christian religion and faith. On the matter of restitution, as ye have hurt the name of your neighbour, or otherwise hindered him, so now intend to restore it to him again. For without restitution, God accepteth not your confession, nor yet your repentance. It is not enough to forsake evil, except you set your courage to do good. By what occasion soever you have offended, turn now the occasion to the honouring of God, and profit of your neighbour. Truth it is that sin is strong and affections unruly. Hard it is to subdue and resist our nature, so corrupt and leavened with the sour bitterness of the poison which we receive by the inheritance of our old father Adam. But yet, take your good courage, saith our Saviour Christ, for I have overcome the world and all other enemies of you. Sin shall not have power over you, for ye be now under grace, said St. Paul. Though your power be weak, yet Christ is risen again to strengthen you in your battle. His Holy Spirit shall help your infirmities. In trust of his mercy, take you in hand to purge this old leaven of sin that corrupteth and soureth the sweetness of our life before God, that ye may be as new and as fresh dough, void of all sour leaven and wickedness, so ye shall show yourselves to be sweet bread to God, that he may have his delight in you. I say, kill and offer up the worldly and earthly affections of your bodies. For Christ our Easter Lamb is offered up for us, to slay the power of sin, to deliver us from the danger thereof, and to give us example to die to sin in our lives. As the Jews did eat their Easter Lamb, and keep their feast in remembrance of their deliverance out of Egypt, even so let us keep our Easter feast, in thankful remembrance of Christ's benefits, which he hath plentifully wrought for us by his resurrection and passing to his Father, whereby we are delivered from the captivity and thraldom of our enemies. Let us in like manner pass over the affections of our old conversation, that we may be delivered from the bondage thereof and rise with Christ. The Jews kept their feast in abstaining from leavened bread, by the space of 7 days. Let us Christian folk keep our holy day in spiritual manner, that is, in abstaining not from material leavened bread, but from the old leaven of sin, the leaven of maliciousness and wickedness. Let us cast from us the leaven of corrupt doctrine that will infect our souls. Let us keep our feast, the whole term of our life, with eating the bread of pureness of godly life and the truth of Christ's doctrine. Thus shall we declare that Christ's gifts and graces have their effect in us, that we have the right belief and knowledge of his holy resurrection, where truly if we apply our faith to the virtue thereof in our life, and conform us to the example and signification meant thereby, we shall be sure to rise hereafter to everlasting glory, by the goodness and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with the Father and the Holy Ghost be all glory, thanksgiving and praise, in infinita saeculorum saecula. Amen.